All right. Good morning. It is Friday, January 23rd, 2026. We're here in the Saks off Fifth Avenue Digital on a motion for an interim order with respect to a consulting agreement with the GA Group. So if you want to speak, please hit 5-star. There were a lot of people on the line and it was just too much background noise. And also, to the extent you want to make an appearance, please make sure to go to my webpage and note your appearance there. That's how we keep track of appearances. So, Mr. Reardon.
Good morning, Your Honor. Michael Reardon on behalf of the SO5 Digital Debtors. And also joining me today virtually are Andrew Heed, CRO of the SO5 Digital Debtors, and Timothy J. Schilling, President of GA Retail Solutions, LLC, the proposed liquidation consultant.
All right. Does anyone else wish to make an appearance? Good morning, Mr. Schilling. Mr. Heady and Mr. Schilling, why don't you both hit 5-star one time on your phone, and I'll unmute you.
Hello, good morning. I would like to make an appearance. My name is Beatrice Manzanillo.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Mr. Schilling, are you from the 617 area code?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Mr. Reardon, go ahead.
Thank you, Your Honor. I just wanted to reiterate our thanks for giving us our time this morning on this emergency motion. I know you have a fairly busy day lined up, so I'll be quick about it. We filed last night an amended witness and exhibit list at ECF 419.
Yes, go ahead.
And we would just ask, we have 4 exhibits, Mr. Heed's declaration in support of First Days, a copy of the consulting agreement at Exhibit 2, Mr. Heed's declaration in support of the liquidator motion at ECF 400, and Mr. Schilling's declaration in support of the liquidation motion as well. At this point, we would ask that be entered into evidence.
All right. So let's take them one at a time. I think with respect to Mr. Heed's declaration with respect to the hold on a second. All right, with respect to Mr. Heady's declaration with respect to the First Days, that's already been admitted, so I'll admit it again for purposes of this hearing. With respect to the consulting agreement, which is 419-2, anyone object to the admission of the consulting agreement at 419-2? All right, that will be admitted. With respect to Mr. Heady's declaration in support of this motion at 419-3, does anyone object to the admission of Mr. Heady's declaration at 419-3 as his direct testimony in connection with this motion? Okay, that will be admitted as his direct testimony subject to cross-examination. And as it relates to Mr. Schilling's declaration at 419-4. Does anyone object to the admission of Mr. Schilling's declaration at 419-4 as his direct testimony in connection with this motion? All right, having heard no objection, that will be admitted as his direct testimony subject to cross-examination. All right, Mr. Reardon, you can proceed.
Thank you, Your Honor. Last time I checked this morning, no objections have been filed. We did have a vendor reach out yesterday and we have agreed to make a statement on the record relating to consignments, bailments, or other inventory subject to similar arrangements, essentially inventory where the vendor may assert that it does not constitute property of the estate. Our statement is, this order, the proposed interim order, is without prejudice to any party's rights with respect to such inventory, and that includes any rights of the SO5 digital debtors to sell such inventory. Essentially, this order is not intended to diminish any vendor's rights in any such inventory, and likewise, the SO5 digital debtors' rights in such inventory.
Understood, yes. That has been a common theme. That has been a common theme.
Yes. I probably would have made a similar statement even if someone hadn't reached out.
Right.
We're not aware of any other informal objections or comments, but I do want to note that we were affected by the Outlook disruption that happened last night that apparently affected a lot of people across the country. So my apologies to anybody who did try to reach out and we didn't respond. I did try to review my inbox this morning and didn't see anything further, though.
All right. Okay.
I won't spend too much time reiterating Mr. Martin's comments from yesterday's cash collateral hearing about the path to where we reached this point and our foreseeable path forward. But as explained in the first day declaration at the outset of the case, the SO5 digital debtors intended to conduct an orderly sale process to maximize value for stakeholders, and that's based on preliminary market feedback and the operational structure of the business. We believe that an inventory monetization strategy like this liquidation sale is most likely to optimize recoveries in the case. And I do want to specify here for people who are listening in, this order pertains to the SO5 digital debtors and only the SO5 digital debtors. It does not affect the Saks OFF 5TH brick-and-mortar stores. And as noted in the motion, we've also received expressions of interest in potential alternative transactions. And those appear to have enough substance to them to merit pursuing a bid procedures process in parallel with this liquidation sale. But continuing to pursue this inventory liquidation, unless and until we're in a position where an alternate transaction emerges that justifies halting it in the exercise of the debtor's business judgment. And another consideration pursuing this course of liquidation, there are several milestones in the interim cash collateral orders that require us to move forward with a liquidation as a condition to authorization of the use to use, authorization to use cash collateral. And loss of access to that cash collateral would have devastating consequences for our restructuring efforts. We've been in regular contact with our term loan lender, Agent Paladine, about these matters, and it has approved the motion proposed liquidation sale procedures. So as a result, we're asking the court on an interim basis, authorize the SO5 digital debtors to enter into performerly consulting agreements attached to the first form of interim order as Exhibit 1, and grant related relief as set out in the interim order. And in the interest of time, Your Honor, I will ask if you have any questions or if you'd like me to go proceed on merits. Otherwise, we would ask that the court enter the interim order.
I don't have any particular questions. I'm familiar with Great America's consulting agreements, so this is not something that I haven't seen before. So in terms of the final hearing, what are you looking for?
I think we'd be looking something in the range of 21 days.
All right. Now you're asking me to do math now.
Oh, my apologies, Your Honor. I did mean to write down a date for you, but I did not get to that.
So the 21 days from today is the 13th, which is when basically, it's an all Saks day. Should we just put it there on the 13th, or do you want to have this separate from that? Because
makes a lot of sense, Your Honor.
All right, just tell them to put you guys first on the agenda.
Thank you, Your Honor. We will.
All right. Okay. Does anyone else wish to be heard with respect to the consulting agreement? All right. I've reviewed the motion, the proposed form of order. I understand that the Saks digital debtors are different than the other Saks entities, and that they're pursuing a different strategy than the other Saks entities. As I indicated, during my time in practice, I've reviewed, I wouldn't say a lot, but I've reviewed several consulting agreements from Great American and others, and I think this is a standard form agreement that has been, you know, negotiated. So I'm going to go ahead and approve the consulting agreement on an interim basis, and we will set a hearing for February 13th at 9 a.m., and the objection deadline will be February the 6th. All right, so let me just do that. All right, that order has been signed and sent to docketing. It should be entered shortly so you all can get started.
All right, thank you very much, Sean.
All right, anything further we can do this morning?
Nothing for us.
All right, thank you. We'll be in recess till the 9 o'clock hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.